What does that mean? When what color is that? When it's red and the sign's on, what does that mean? It means that we're going on the air. Hello? Anybody there? It means Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo. 10 minutes after 8 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting from Detroit City. How's it going, El Carpe?
Hey, Eric. How the hell are you, brother?
Oh, I was just trying to explain to somebody about how the light works.
Well, you're loud today.
The on-air light. The what?
You're loud today.
Am I loud today?
Yeah. Chill out, brother. Let's have some fun.
Let me check.
Yeah.
Is that
happy Synchro de Milo?
Is that any more quiet?
That's better. It's softer for my ears. Yeah.
What about, is that any better?
I don't know. What are you, the eye doctor? One or two?
Should be. Hold on.
Two or three?
No. Okay. We'll just try it there. How are things going?
I'm good, man. Just chilling out, rocking, having a good time.
Gotcha.
Whatever. What day is it?
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Milo?
Yeah, did you have any corned beef and cabbage today?
No. That's a different one.
Oh.
That's the one in March.
Oh, ham and scalloped potatoes.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just kind of funny.
Yeah, I did not
have any tacos or anything today. Do you know what Cinco de Mayo is all about?
It's like a freedom thing for Mexico.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's like it was them
beating the French.
Yeah, getting their freedom from something. So good for them. Yeah, I always like whenever there's freedom, I'm all for it.
Yeah, when I am in our little subject line, I put, it's not how big you are, but maybe how well you fight. And
oh, is that what that said?
Mexico was the smaller of the two. French had a big army.
Yeah.
Mexico had a small army, but Mexicans beat them. I think.
Look at you getting all smarticles and talking history stuff.
I know. I looked it up on Wikipedia, but I think
so
the French came back a year later and beat them.
Yeah, whatever. And then, you know, we ended up buying half the property anyway.
Right.
Or usurping it or whatever the hell we did.
Yeah, wasn't Texas part of Mexico at one time?
Oh, big time.
Or wasn't Texas Mexico?
Yeah. There was some of that. And then Texas decided to be free. And then Texas decided to join us. And then now Texas, we're still not sure what Texas is doing. But
yeah,
good for
Texas.
Their
own little, what do they call it? It's Washington's discovery. I don't know how that works. Anyways,
they're their own little republic.
Maybe Father Brian knows.
Is Father Brian with us?
Father Brian has shared our live show. Thank you, Father Brian.
Thank you very much, Father Brian. You know all about Father Brian, don't you?
Why don't you tell us?
Oh, my gosh. Simply adorable. A little piece of heaven on earth. Good friend of the show. Excellent genetics and has great taste in podcasts. That is our Father Brian.
He makes a killer meatloaf.
Yes, but he's just a little piece of heaven on earth.
And he loves you, Bill. He loves you.
God, I'm trying to be cute and it's horrible. Hey, so just remember, since we're starting this out, remember, you've not paid for this. So when it's disappointing, you've got nothing to complain about.
Right.
And we fully intend to disappoint you as much as possible.
Exactly.
Are we funny? No, not really.
That is our intention.
We good enough to have our own show? No way, man.
For right now, we are, until they take it away from us.
Right. But hey, if you're here to giggle a little bit, maybe hear something.
Not going
to
happen.
Hear some music stuff. You can stick around. It's going to be fun. Because we're going to talk music.
We've got some music to talk about.
You pick some stuff?
I've got one mm-hmm. for sure.
Uh-huh.
Do you have two?
I do.
All right. Well, I'm going to get queued up for my one. I know a little bit about them.
Are you going to try and actually do it yourself this time?
And do what? Do what's that?
Like make the music come through your little thing?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
All right. Hey, you, Father Brian, thanks for thoroughly enjoying the show. We thoroughly enjoy the fact that you thoroughly enjoy the show. And whenever I get a chance, I enjoy listening to your rants, brother. You sometimes really just knock it out of the park. How about that for being acquiescent and weaselly?
Yeah.
I almost made a commitment
acquiescent.
To...
Acquiescent.
Yes. That's a big word, man.
Yeah, it's beyond my vocabulary.
On a Synchro de Milo.
And is it?
That is big words, sister. Oh, I needed to copy and paste this because I want to use
you
this.
You know, I do have some Coronas in my refrigerator, but for my mom likes Corona.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So speaking of which...
it is kind of lousy beer.
How's the virus doing for you?
I think it's more so the pollen is now bothering me. No, it's okay. I've been eating Mucinex like Tic Tacs.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it seems to loosen up the phlegm that's kind of that's caught down there in the cavity.
Go ahead, get into some really disgusting detail.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that to you guys.
Tell me all about it. What just for you know?
You want to get the details? I got pictures too. It's disgusting.
No. For the three people who aren't related to us who might actually listen to this show, what's your beverage of choice this evening?
Oh, I went rogue tonight, and I'm drinking this thing called. It's called a Monaco.
Monaco
Black Raspberry, and it's overly sweet.
Right.
It was I ran into the store, and I'm like, you know what? I wasn't feeling the clear beer with what I usually drink. I've kind of lost the taste for it.
Right.
So I just grabbed these, like, on a whim until I kind of reset the palate, so to speak.
Right.
Come up with something new.
Well, you know, and the reason I'm asking is because I'm sipping on some Jameson Black Barrel. I just bought a little pint, just a little something to schnooker around with. I'm not going to get loopy because I got a lot of crap to do at work and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah, I bet you guys are busy.
I stopped at my little favorite watering hole, and what I was going to do is I wanted to try something different, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
I wanted to pick up some of that Aviation Gin.
Aviation Gin.
I hear it's a real smooth. It's like it's the one that Deadpool actor guy promotes and owns some of. And I'm like, you know, I haven't had a good gin in a long time, and I'm just in the mood for something different. And I'm tired of the whiskeys and the this and the that's. And I was gonna try it, but they only had it in the fifth. I'm like, I don't care if I like it or not. I'm still not spending $26 for something tonight. And that's not a bad price for a fifth of gin.
No.
But they didn't have it in the pint size, and that's what I wanted. I wanted something smaller to try it out. If I didn't like it, the last thing I want to do is have, you know, spend $26 and then have, you know, $24.50 sitting in my liquor cabinet for
nothing
for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Until somebody decides to show up and schnooker it down with me. Mano has joined us.
Yes. Well,
thanks for stopping by, Mano. Would you like me to tell you everything I know about Mano?
Yeah, I'd love to hear about Mano.
Because, you know, Mano is a good friend of the if I could speak English today.
Yeah, get it out.
Speaking of Synchro de Milo. But, no, Mano is a good friend of the show, talented stonemason, cycling enthusiast, and has great taste in podcasts. That's our friend Mano. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Stick around. It's going to get silly. We're going to get crazy. Yeah, hello, Mano. That's you, baby.
I wonder if it's Mano, like really... Mano, because it is Cinco de Mayo. He could be of Mexican Spanish origin, Mano.
Well,
what do you call that little thing that goes above the end? That little,
the little
squirrely thing.
The little squirrely thing. That's what you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
squirrely
a name
thing.
For it, and I call it the squirrely thing because you know I've had a little bit of Black Barrel.
It could be. It could be Mano.
And of course. LOL.
Might be. We'll see. Maybe he'll correct us.
Feel free to correct us because Lord knows we need correcting. But no, we're going to get into some goofy, silly, fun stuff today. And just crazy fun. I'm excited. But, you know, quite frankly, if you don't have fun listening to this show, then you're just crazy.
That's the fact, Jack. That is funny.
That's all I got to say about that. Jack. Yeah. So let's close this. Do you want me to, I was listening to something earlier today and I'm like, I don't even believe I'm listening to this. And it's just this funky, goofy, stupid. I love sampling. when a band does the sampling.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you mean, Mano. A good nickname for a longer Egyptian name. I got it. We used to do that with Tarek. We used to call him T. Found this somewhere. It's some electric something or another, but it's the Back to the Future remix of 1.21 gigawatts. And all it is just like a bed of music with you know, Dr. Crazy.
Right,
what the
right.
Hell is a gigawatt?
That's funny.
And it's just hilarious. And I'm like, you know, this is just stupid. And I love stupid sometimes. And so this is not really where we're headed tonight, but I had to share this with you, Eric, because I thought this was hilarious. But I thought it would lay out a just let's make sure we're telling everybody we're going to be silly talking about music. And there may be some gigawatts involved, but before we really get into the music, I wanted to make sure that, you know, because let me fade this out. The Lofts is a Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted me to make sure, again, with their stupid disclaimers so that we don't get sued for whatever, blah, 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 blah. We're trying to use fair use for the show because we're going to play music clips and we're going to comment about the music clips and we're going to tell you to go buy the music from the artist, not from us, because we ain't selling shit. We're just talking about the music that we love and we want to share it with people. So we're throwing some clips in there so you can listen to a couple of pieces of it and go, yeah, oh, dude, that's interesting. Let's go buy that. Or let me listen to it on what's the thing you use?
Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the artist gets something when their music plays on Spotify. I'm sure there's something, some kind of spiff, kickback or something that they get. But, you know, the best thing you can do is go to the artist's website themselves. You know what I mean?
Correct. I agree 100%.
What are you click-clacking in the background there?
I had to send out a quick text message, yeah. I have. Go ahead. I'll explain to you in a second.
No, you don't have to explain nothing. I know.
Here I am. I'm like just like ignoring this podcast. How can you do that?
No. Well, I mean, I typically take over anyway because I'm that kind of jackass. But
you are.
The whole point of this is the fact that, you know, and with the disclaimer and blah, 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 is this isn't for us. This is for, we want to share the music. We love the music. We want to tell people about the music that we do love. And if you love it, go spend money on it, you know, especially now because the artists are hurting because nobody can play live for a little while longer still. So,
right.
But to follow up with the disclaimer, this is the true disclaimer from Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, law offices of people you'll never be able to hire because we can't even afford them. They are requiring me to tell you to please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. I think that's us.
That's us.
Any semblance for sure of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, band, organization, or tribe. Thank you for stopping by. So that's essentially that.
Thank you for
pretty much, we just hurl out music that we like, and if you like it too, go buy some. Tell us you like it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've been doing, this is our 85th show, and the last 15 shows or so, we've been talking about one or two or sometimes four bands a night. And, you know, if you've caught any of our old shows, feel free to throw comments in whatever pod thing you listen to that, you know, you can do. Whatever service you listen to us on, both of you.
There's many.
Whatever service you listen to us on. Feel free to throw a comment there and say, hey, I was listening to such and such and I really dug that band. Or, wow, I hadn't heard that band in a long time and I'm so glad you brought them back because I forgot all about them and blah, 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 blah. Or tell us a story of the first time you saw them live or even this a brief little something about the first band you saw live. You know, who was the first band you saw live, Eric?
It was Aerosmith in 1983.
Really?
At Cobo Hall.
Mm.
Yes, I remember being dropped off with my friend Brendan, rest in peace.
Oh no.
And his mom and dad's 1979 red Chrysler Cordoba, right out in front, and we had like,
and know, we're probably the last leather.
Yeah, we were probably in the last 20 rows of Cobo, but right. I remember the show. I remember the opening of the show like it was yesterday.
Oh,
and they opened up with Train Kept a Rollin', and I remember Steve and Tyler coming out and doing like the kind of like a train, kind of old train, you know, that big bar that moves.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
You know, that connects to the
he's doing the shush shush with his arms.
Yeah, as he's singing Train Kept a Rollin'. And
that's a great song.
Yeah, I remember it like yesterday. Yeah, that was my first show.
That's a good
I can't song. Tell you who my second show is, but we'll get to that shortly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Very, very interesting.
Yes.
So am I to understand that the show, that you, the very second concert you went to, is the band you are featuring this evening?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, then. Can we not do that?
Yeah, I would say that the band slash lead singer slash solo performer maybe has something to do with the second show. Oh.
All right. Hey, if that's for me, I'm not taking any calls. Go ahead and take that.
No, that's okay. I thought I had it on silent mode.
I mean, you know me. I can hold the show. I can shoot bullshit. It's
hold on.
You're just so busy. You're Mr. Important.
Hold on. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Sure, you're done. As you're, I know. I can feel you texting.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm done. No, I it was my friend. It's a long story. It's her. Okay, I'll say it. It's her 50th on Saturday.
Okay, good.
Her boyfriend didn't do anything for her, so she was going to leave town, go spend some time by herself.
Right.
As a little vacay.
But she's going to come to your house and jump on your bones and cheat on her boyfriend.
It's not like
just
that.
Oh, okay. So this is different. This is the other story. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll tell you that story.
Yeah, that's a different. That's not for something we do on the podcast.
No.
Okay. No. Fine.
Purely PG.
Okay.
But
excellent.
So that's her calling. God knows why. But anyways.
Oh. I'm sure he does.
Yeah. He might. He might.
Whatever.
So let's kick it off. I think.
I'm gonna start.
You want to start? You always start.
No, because I got two bands. You got one.
No, I got two now. I'm going. One's way out there. I remember listening to him, but Jesus, I don't know if I even.
Then you go ahead and start.
All right, hold on a second.
What am I going to argue with you? Come on, man. Oh, but before you start.
Yeah.
Chronic has joined us.
Chronic.
Chronic has joined us.
Oh,
hell
he's,
to yeah.
He's the guy that's got the red Ducati.
Well, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
According to the encyclopedia of Chronic, you know about Chronic, right?
I know about Chronic.
Chronic is simply adorable. Just a little piece of heaven on earth. Good friend of the show, says things that sound dirty but aren't, and has great taste in podcasts.
And he has a very particular smell, Chronic.
He also has a very particular set of skills.
No, he's...
He will find you, and he will kill you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a whole different story.
You remember, you know, Chronic.
Yes, I know. Blah, blah, blah.
I
get
it. All right, so here we go.
Oh.
This one is so far out. This one, okay. So I'm going to preface this already.
So if I guess it, you're going to give me like 38 cents?
Yeah, if you guess it, I'll give you as much information as I possibly can. If you guess it, I'll give you $100.
Mm-mm.
You don't owe me anything for the the All Them Witches concert.
No, just buy me a beer.
All right. This is out there. You might know these guys. You might not.
I'm waiting. This will be
they're
fun.
Canadian. Be careful. They're Canadian.
Got it.
Formed in Vancouver, which I didn't know these guys were Canadian.
Oh, right.
Considered industrial.
Okay.
I remember
it's not KMFDM.
No, you're in the right, you're in the right kind of genre. You're kind of, it's a whole mid.
You're not going skinny puppy, are you?
Oh my, get out of here. Really?
I'm serious. That was my next guess, skinny puppy.
How'd you dart that one?
As soon as you said almost KMFDM, then I was like, man. Well, I'm like, the only next one is skinny puppy.
Yeah, you like buzzed the tower on that one. And I'm like, there's no, he was close, but he's not going to get it. And then he tags it on his second
and
one.
And I got it. Holy crap, I got it.
Skinny puppy.
I love skinny puppy.
I used to listen to these guys, and people are like, dude, you are so fucking weird. I'm like, listen,
exactly.
You got to get past the band's name. You got to get past the band's name. I said, they're just,
it takes a while to get past the band's name. Once you hear the songs, yeah. You said industrial, and I went KMFDM, and you said no, and it was the next one up was either Skinny Puppy or New Ministry, and I knew it wasn't Ministry because it had to be Skinny Puppy. But, dude, Lorraine has joined the show. Thanks for stopping by, Lorraine. We're so happy you're here. We are going to be silly and goofy and talking about music. Stick around, damn it, because this is going to be fun.
Bill just guessed my band. I thought I had him.
It never happens. You thought you had me. Well, but you know all about Lorraine, right? Before you get there.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you about Lorraine. She's a good friend of the show. Smells delightful. Looks great in stripy shirts. Has a correct amount of toes on her feet. And has great taste in podcasts.
And she paints a mean watercolor picture.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
You know, every time someone tells me about Lorraine, that's what I hear.
She's great at the watercolors.
Skinny Puppy, and I nailed it.
I can't believe it. I was leaning back in my chair like,
yeah, you got me. I'll just
fly around on this one. You can loop around as many times as you want. He'll never get it.
You owe me a beer. You owe me a beer.
Why don't you put on Assimilate?
Assimilate. So now I gotta look stuff up now.
Yeah.
Alright, so skinny.
And if you don't know how to spell assimilate, let me help you out.
No, I got it right here. Skinny puppy, assimilate.
They are industrial.
No, they are. Yeah, you wanted to say ass is what you wanted to say. Right. And skinny puppy, I've got something by them. I can't think of what it is. But no, this is a good call. Yeah. I dig these guys, and it is. It's industrial, and there's a certain genre that industrial genre has this weird, fun sort of like I need to escape from all of my life issues.
Right, right.
And I'm gonna just jam this crap for an hour.
This was not to sound too personal.
No, go.
This was at the time that I was fed up with my father, and I was in that kind of a little bit rebellious stage.
Well, that happens.
So I thought, you know what? Skinny Puppy just fits.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
But it's they're an interesting band. They're not don't discount the name.
No. They do a version of Skinny. Trying to think of which one it is. They do a version of something that as I'm listening to this, I'm like, it sounds like this other song that I have by them that I can't think of. It's not Addiction.
You're talking about a band? Almost,
no, it's almost like Skinny Puppy. No, Skinny Puppy did this song. It's like a remake or something.
Oh.
For some reason I was thinking it was Sympathy for the Devil, but that's not it. I've got something by these guys. I kind of wish I was ready for it.
Yeah, well, think about it. I'm flipping through Wikipedia here. I don't see anything that jumps out. You know, they had an album up to 2013. That's not that far away.
The album I would be thinking about would have been something from, I don't know, maybe 1990 or 87, 89. Somewhere.
You got
in that
one
range.
In 88 and one in 89. Let's try 88.
Let's see what comes up for 89. see. This album cover doesn't look familiar.
Could it be the?
But no, this was the time like when. I guess maybe it's 87.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be the. There's one called Dog Shit.
Yeah,
it's probably not that one.
But no, I mean this is exactly what I expected to hear as soon as I thought of Skinny Puppy.
Right, right.
But there's a couple of it might even be 80, earlier, 85. There was some early stuff that they did that was just like very I think I have too many things going on here. This is Assimilate. I'm going to pause this. Something else is going on. This is... I don't know what the hell this is. Oh, this is Assimilate again, but it's a remake from the singles collection. No, there's something. Let's go to Last Call.
Yeah, I'm kind of flipping through here. I don't see...
This ain't it. But no, there's a Skinny Puppy album from like the early 80s, mid 80s that my buddy had, like, he was freaking out because his parents were getting divorced in like 19. We were juniors in high school.
Yeah.
And shit was going on. And he went into the Skinny Puppy and I'm like, oh, this is great music, dude.
Right, right.
And then like it was somewhere between 1985 and 1987, because I visited him at U of M in 87 when we were both freshmen in college, and he was playing some other Skinny Puppy stuff, and it's just like this really very industrial fun stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is great.
It's not and Dig It, is it? Nine Inch Nails?
No.
It's a
no, it's something that came out, it doesn't matter.
But, yeah.
You know, Skinny Puppy is a good call. This is a unique poll.
It's out there. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's
I tried to
do something to loosen things up a little bit.
You said industrial, and the first thing I come up with is KMFDM. Yeah. I dig them.
I've heard of them. I don't know too much about them at all.
Yeah, we'll do another show on industrial only. I got KMFDM, Ministry, Other Industrial. I'm writing this down because there's some really interesting stuff. There's that Sympathy for the Devil industrial version that I've heard. You ever heard that?
No.
Oh.
Wait, Sympathy for the Devil industrial version?
Yeah, it's the Rolling Stones cover.
Yeah. Wow.
For some reason, let's see.
I just saw that, but I didn't know. I think I did.
Industrial. What's the name of the band that comes up? Laibach. Here, I'm going to pause this.
That's Laibach. The name of the band that did it?
Laibach. And this is...
Okay.
I actually bought this. I heard this one time somewhere, probably around this around the time I was getting into the industrial stuff. And there's this whole... There's a whole different... I got like six different versions of it. Let's see. Skip forward here. No, there's a funky version. That's horrible. Let's try this one. There's a really good version of this. Industrial Laibach. But I have the cassette tape in my... Oh, Who Killed the Kennedys? That's the one. I have this in my cases in the basement.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a theory about who killed Kennedy?
Not necessarily.
There's a remix.
I do, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't do it. I wasn't born yet. But no, this is the 7.5 minute remix from Liebach, L-A-I-B-A-C-H.
Okay.
Sympathy for the Devil. And it's the Who Killed the Kennedys remix.
Right, right.
Holy crap. It's like a little funky. Because, well, okay, that's the beginning. Whatever. And there's a chickie singing.
Oh my god.
It's the weirdest.
So, this is so like.
It's
like 80s,
90s, 80s. It's early that 80s. Early 90s weird ass shit.
Yeah.
But it was. I heard this and I'm like, this is fun. And this was actually on one of my iPods for a long time. That I used to. There was that time when I was traveling that I had the convertibles.
Yeah.
When I was living in Maryland, I got to know the guy behind the counter at the auto rental desk, and I'd ask, hey, you got a convertible available? And he'd throw it at me. I got a couple, you know, three or four of them over a year. It was nice, but I'd crank down the put the top down, drop this in, and just crank it, and just cruising up and down the expressway just to get the hell to work off of me.
Yeah, where'd you live in Maryland?
I worked in Maryland. I worked at
remember? Was it near Baltimore, out way outside of? I mean, it's not that big.
Oh, but no, I was in Gaithersburg.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
I think I remember what you're telling me about.
Central Maryland, yeah. I thought you were asking what company.
No, I was in Columbia. I think Columbia to Gaithersburg was like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, I was half hour away from Pennsylvania. You know,
yeah.
A couple of guys, we'd go golfing in Pennsylvania for a weekend and stuff. And it was just a good time. You know, if you have to be away from your family for a month at a time, you got to do something with the weekends.
Right, right.
So
we figured stuff out. I like Maryland. Maryland's a pretty cool area.
Maryland's nice. The Pennsylvania area was nice. It was a good deal. So what else from Skinny Puppy?
That was my, you know what? I mean, it's been a long time. I know Assimilate was one of the ones
trying
that...
You were just trying to stump me.
I was. You know, try this one.
I can't believe I got it.
I don't remember, but Ain't It Dead Yet. 9.8 million views. I have no idea what this one's about. I remember Assimilate, but barely. I just remember the name. But where'd it go?
Fade that out for a second.
Ain't It Dead Yet has 9.8 million views.
This version only has 9,000 views, so maybe this is a movie. That ain't right. Skinny Puppy, Ain't It Dead Yet. That's anger. Right. Something's not happening right.
No, apparently there's probably some.
I think Ain't It Dead Yet's an album. This is Skinny Puppy, The Choke, from 1987. Apparently this is live too.
Interesting.
Yeah. They are not pretty on stage. Covered in fake blood.
Right, right.
Yeah. They put on a show. It's a crazy show.
Oh, I bet.
When it comes to industrial stuff, these guys are out there. But the music is good.
It's kind of a way of life for some people, you know? They like that dark gothic, you know, black and white. You know, I remember hanging out at the we used to call it the bank, but it was what was the name of that place down in Detroit?
I'm not sure.
You never went there? It was a place underneath the hotel. It was like a bank and a hotel. Leland
Three
Club.
Three Floors of Horrors.
Well, it was called the Leon Club, wasn't it?
No, Three Floors of Horrors.
Three Floors of Horrors?
Yeah. Three Floors of Fun. 89X used to do something at it. Was that...
the Leon Hotel.
I don't remember. But it had a different name.
I'm drawing a blank on the name, but was it the Leland Hotel?
I don't know, whatever.
In Detroit.
If you say so.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe you until I have reason not to.
Well, you should.
And it's killing me that I can't figure out what this Skinny Puppy song is.
Get your mind off it for a minute. Why don't you go jump into yours and...
Oh, well, I could do that. Talk about... this is going to be so we went from Skinny Puppy to this. I'm going to get rid of that one. Let's see. Where do I want to? I want to go to.
That was pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That was pretty heavy duty. It was some dark days back then. Not for long though, but I thought I was making some kind of statement.
No,
that was the days of like Husker Du and.
But that was a good pull. I mean, yeah. Seriously, that was a good pull. But this one, this is something I've talked about in the past. We never really got into in detail, but you hear the music in the background, right?
It sounds like Chinese water torture.
Just wait till she starts singing, man. This is a movie I love. Mm. Anything?
I'm thinking.
One of my favorite movies. All right, this will do it for you. That's I Can't Stand the Rain. This is probably one of the greatest actors singing that I've seen in a long time. And this was from 1991. Chris Unplugged has joined us. Before you guess what band / movie I'm talking about, I have to tell you about Chris Unplugged.
Go right ahead.
Because you know about Chris Unplugged.
Go ahead and tell us.
I'm going to tell you all about Chris Unplugged. Chris Unplugged, good friend of the show, severely tolerant, super smart, slightly above average lover, and has great taste in podcasts. Thanks for stopping by.
He's got a bitchin' Camaro.
How do you... You can't follow up on slightly above average lover. Come on, man.
This is from your favorite movie.
Guess it. Chris, you know this. You know what movie this is from.
It's from...
Chris, type it in before he says it. Come on, somebody, anybody, type it in before he says it.
Hurry up, Chris.
Oh, he's thinking.
It's called
Movies from 1991. One of the greatest Irish films ever, in my view.
Go ahead.
Are you going to let him do it? He doesn't know. Go ahead. You tell me.
No, you tell me. Because I need to... go ahead. I need to see if I can send over something. Hold on.
But you don't have a guess.
No, I do. And I'm drawing... Wait, hold on. We've talked about this movie like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, yeah. Because it's one of my favorite movies all time when it comes to music. It's right
it's
up there.
It's on the tip of my tongue because I don't be talked about it.
And it's not Eddie and the Cruisers.
No, I keep wanting to say The Replacements.
Mm. Oh, it's not.
No.
Definitely not The Replacements.
It is. Hold on, I'll think of it in a second.
I know you will.
And I'm not looking it up. I just know it because we talked about it.
And I'm still surprised that you didn't accuse me of looking up Skinny Puppy, even though I didn't.
No, I know you. I could tell you didn't. I could tell you.
I know I didn't because it was like, holy shit. Oh, my God. But if
shit, I can't remember the name of the movie.
Thank you, Chris Unplugged. That was amazing.
What did he come up with?
The Commitments.
The Commitments.
Yes.
I knew I was close.
You were close.
I said The Replacements. I meant, I did.
You could I feel knew it was on like the tippy.
Yeah, I knew it was something that sounded like The Replacements. I know I wasn't hitting it, though.
Hey, Chris, thanks for stopping. Seriously, Chris, we've not seen your name show up before, so you're one of our new folks. And damn, baby, you're right. So thanks for stopping by. We want you to come back. We really just love talking about music. Sometimes it's rhythm and blues. Sometimes it's
skinny
industrial.
Puppy.
Skinny puppy. Yeah. Sometimes it's crazy-ass shit. But most of the time, it's just us having fun talking, two buddies talking about music. And then Carazone shows up, and all hell breaks loose.
That's Carazone.
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 On Synchro de Milo.
Carazone.
Carazone, a little piece of heaven on earth. That's my little Carazone. Thanks for stopping by, baby doll. But no, we just want to talk music and have fun with this. And seriously, if you go back through some of our old shows from like maybe 75 on, when we really started getting into doing the music stuff, you know, throw some comments in there. Oh yeah, I like this one, or no, that dude,
yeah,
you're crazy. That band
more skinny puppy, more skinny puppy. It's uplifting.
Or that band sucked ass and stopped doing this because
it smelled like a wet fart.
Yeah, because that happens too. But
that was bad.
The thing about this movie, the movie is great. The soundtrack to the movie is amazing for The Commitments.
Yeah.
And there's actually a second soundtrack now that came out shortly thereafter.
Really?
Because there's so many songs that were not in the official soundtrack that were in the movie. But if you watch that movie, it is how a band starts and stops. It is exactly how it works. And the more I grow up and see and have seen what happened to my brother's bands and all
right.
that stuff, it is exactly what happens. Yes. But it is just one of those things where this guy who's doing the lead singing is just phenomenal. He's a drunk-ass, useless piece of shit. But he's got pipes like no tomorrow.
Right, right.
And sometimes there's that guy that is just so naturally talented within your band, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, if we could get him to stop doing whatever is killing him, we would be amazing. And that's what The Commitments is. It is the story of the rise and fall of talent that doesn't pay attention to what's really going on. But it's just
nice.
It's just a great movie. I love the damn thing. And if anybody hasn't seen the movie, get out there
watch
and
it.
See it. Yeah,
I have to watch. I haven't seen it either.
And, you know, one of my favorite lines is the guy sitting there with his saxophone playing... like Chain of Fools or something.
It's right,
like,
right.
You know, just playing the melody of Chain of Fools, and like four little Irish kids walk up to him and just staring at him, and he's sitting on a milk crate in the middle of a yard,
right,
and they're just
right.
staring at him, and he stops playing, and he goes, looks at him, and he goes, I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud. And the kid just looks at him like, what are you, fucking crazy? But yeah, the talent and the skills, and it's just, I'm sorry, I just love this. And the girls got great singing. Listen to him. Listen to this. Listen to the emotion.
I like it.
In the movie, his voice is more predominant than the music, and you can really just taste
oh,
it.
Oh, sure.
Like, it just pulls it out of you.
Yeah, they probably going to heat up that way. That's what, yeah,
you kind of... You can feel he's, like, screaming it, but it's not that he's screaming it. He's screaming it from his soul. And I'm sorry. That'll tear me up, baby. Because
yeah.
I love music like that. When you can feel it and you can taste it and it just drips on you, that's what I feel when I watch this movie, which I've seen 100 times. And when I listen to the soundtrack, which I've heard a thousand times. It's almost like he's trying to push out a poop that just won't come.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, I just ruined it for everybody. No one's going to listen to this anymore.
Too much protein, not enough water.
Right. I'm going to fade that out.
Disgusting. You ever hear of the Juliana Hatfield band?
Juliana Hatfield band.
Yeah, she had a couple of hits. Or they had a couple of hits. They're coming around, but we'll talk about that later.
I'm gonna fade that out.
I'm gonna get into mine. Because I have a few things I gotta do after this hour is up. If not, I'd let it roll into.
You just want to get an
hour and 15 or hour.
You're just sick and tired of me.
No, it's not that. I've got this house I'm selling.
Right, you're trying to do Jesus, all the money stuff. This is from the volume 2. I can't remember if this is in a movie or not.
Yeah.
But they really did a lot of good stuff in the movie. All right, I'm done talking about the I'm going to fade that out.
All right.
I love you dearly. Thank you for letting me blab on about...
I just had to kind of give you the hook there for a little bit. Just,
right.
You know. Wonderful. Bravo. I loved that. Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
You're welcome.
That's funny.
All right, so
this
what's
one,
your next band?
This one I got to be careful with.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to give you some good clues without giving you the major clues.
You're gonna give me major clues.
I know if I say a couple of things, you'll probably guess it right away.
Uh-huh.
But I like the way this guy writes, and he's got a little bit of an attitude which I can kind of respect.
Don't say Eminem.
No.
Okay.
Let me see where to go. So,
it's not that I have anything wrong with Eminem. Not my kind of music. I appreciate his musical talent, and the fact that
the only song I like by Eminem is the one in Detroit.
I don't like any of them. But
yeah, Lose Yourself or Lose. What the hell is it called?
Yeah, he's got that the one where he does the thing with the other chicky. And
no, that's the other one. No,
yeah, the other one. That's
yourself.
The one that I like.
Yeah,
and Carazone took off. All right,
she'll be back.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, babe.
I think her.
But
going on. So if I said the movie Singles, if I said the soundtrack of Melrose Place,
I know the movie Singles.
If I said,
I think my wife has
Friends,
the soundtrack to Singles.
The Friends soundtrack.
Okay.
If I said Tank Girl soundtrack. If I said I Am Sam soundtrack.
So this is a band that's done a lot of movies.
Once part of a influential band. Maybe not a not a major band, but a well-respected band. And very diverse. Okay. They diverse music. And you've heard them before. In fact, I'll tell you this, and this is it. One of their albums is
the Rembrandts. It's the Rembrandts.
Not the Rembrandts.
No?
No.
I thought I had it on you.
What about if I said Dyslexic Heart?
The Rembrandts have some good stuff too. Sorry.
I'll put it this way. You just buzzed the tower again.
And I'm doing it every time. But it can't be the one that I was originally thinking of.
What's that? Well, this is the lead singer. So I'm going lead singer, but you go ahead and guess the band because they're one and the same. But I was going lead singer this time.
Crap.
Lead singer of this band. You don't need to know his name.
No, but I was gonna go with the Rembrandts or the Replacements.
Yeah, the Replacements.
Is it really the Replacements?
That's why I kept saying the Replacements earlier.
I got it on like two tries on each one.
Excuse me. Yeah. So it's Paul Westerberg.
Okay, I love him. He's
the lead singer of The Replacements.
But The Replacements did and this is one that I really love by The Replacements. This is one of the I have a couple of albums by them. But this is a great song.
It's
this
one of their
Can't Hardly Wait. Whatever album this is from, I have.
Pleased to Meet Me.
Yes. Freaking great album. Now, this is another good pull.
This is the second concert I ever saw in Ann Arbor.
Really?
Yeah. I was 15. Mm. 1985.
You're going to make me write down this band.
Yeah.
This is my next week's band. I'm writing down. This is a band that I saw in shortly before I met my wife.
Yeah, you know the cool thing is play We're Coming Out, and then play Androgyna. Both off Let It Be.
Let It Be was the...
Let It Be is one of my all-time albums, by far.
See, this is the album that I love. It's the one we Can't Hardly Wait on.
Yeah, that's Pleased to Meet You. That was your last one.
Hold on. Let It Break. And that voice is so beautiful.
Yeah, he's really got that whiskey smoking, young kind of punky voice.
And there's violins in there. There's horns. It's got all the good stuff. But this is the one that I really love. This is from Let It Be.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite song by The Replacements, and it's called Unsatisfied.
Yeah.
I actually knew a guy when I was working in one of the local places in Detroit. Played guitar, and he did a version of this song, which was phenomenal. And I'm like, total great homage to The Replacements.
Well, you can play this song.
This is one of my favorite songs on the planet.
If you play this song,
play
We're Coming Out after this one.
Right.
And that will give you a good idea of how diverse this album is.
Okay. Yeah, because, Let It Be was a great... Yeah. Which is the one you want?
We're Coming Out.
Just love his voice.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah, we saw these guys at in downtown Ann Arbor.
Right.
I forgot.
This is a great tune.
It is.
This is a good pull.
You know how we were talking about those bands that you see once?
Yes.
And they did such a great job that and you saw them at a certain time in your life, it's just not worth going back to see them again.
Right.
This is one of them.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Because these guys, like...
In my band for...
This was back in their punk days.
Yeah.
When they got on stage, they basically blew my underwear off.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little kid, 15 years old, going to this, theater in Ann Arbor.
Right.
And they just open up with, this big punk-ass sound. I swear to God, they blew my shorts off. I had to go find them.
I'm sure. Because, 15 years old, that's what you want to do, is throw your underwear on the stage.
Type in,
Hold on. I'm going to fade this out.
All right.
I'm going to give you the, this is We're Coming Out.
Yeah.
Asked for. From the same album, Let It Be.
This is the way the concert was.
It is. It is a dance between... beautiful music and punk.
Just a garage.
Yeah.
Just all the amps turned up, all the distortion turned up, and let it rip.
It is throw the energy out on the stage and just do it. Yeah.
You know, when I moved to Maryland, and I don't know why I never went and saw him, but Tommy Stinson from Replacements played there 2 months after I got there. Played Ooh, at a place called the Otter Bar, I think it was.
Okay.
Which was like a block from where I used to live. I don't know why I didn't go see him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's amazing.
Tommy Stinson going solo.
That's crazy. No, yeah. The Replacements was, that's a good pull. And that is Let It Be. And that is a great album. It is variety album.
Yeah, if you guys like diversity and you like that old punk sound,
diverse album.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
throw some
it's,
punk at you. Throw some. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm
kind of a melody. I mean, androgynous and unsatisfied. Gary's Got a Boner. That's another good one.
Oh my God.
Album. Answering Machine.
It is a drop the needle and go.
Yeah. Play the whole album. You'll be like, wow.
Be eclectic and just be insane.
That's like going from cruising through the park to getting on the expressway to cruising through a park to getting back on the expressway. And they hit everything. It's
oh, awesome. Exactly. You know, exactly.
Being on your own.
That's the fact, Jack.
Exactly.
What movie is that from?
That's Stripes, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to remember what scene that was. Not in Stripes, but just in general. I'm like, who's saying that?
That's Bill Murray. That's the fact, Jack. Are we moving forward? Or are we still talking about your
No, I've excuse me. I've got to wrap it up. I hate to cut it a little bit short this week.
All right.
It's not really short. We did an hour. Well, we're close to an hour.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, because I'm not going to talk about this. I'm not going to talk about this band again.
Yeah, we're about an hour.
Yeah. We're about 102. This is a band that you and I talked about a couple weeks ago, or it came up. But I couldn't think of who it was. It was the KLF.
Oh. I just said goodnight to Corazon. Yeah. I called her a goon. Good night, Corazon.
Who's a what now? Someone has showed up?
No, Corazon said, I'll catch you later. Have a good night. She might be talking to Chris. I don't know. Mac or whatever.
Well, we have friends somewhere. Kick out the jams. The KLF is one of these crazy early 90s funky punky bands that you just don't know what to do with. But this is the one that I actually like. I'm going to fade this out. This is the one I like. I'm just going to cram this in and wedge it in.
I keep forgetting about this, yeah.
There's a great video, too, on MTV. And then MTV went to all sorts of crazy, stupid shit.
You know what? You gotta do me a favor before we... You gotta play this song for me.
I'm gonna do it.
Let me look
what
it up.
Song Hold is on. It?
I know the name of it, but if you go to YouTube...
I'm gonna...
Or wherever you're getting your information from...
I'm gonna. I'm ready.
I heard this on the radio, or on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
And it is the coolest song...
I want the coolest
song. I think this is kind of where music's going a little bit more.
I love it.
So, so the name of the group is Bass Nectar. Nice and Easy.
Spell it.
Bass Nectar is Bass Nectar, like nectar from a flower.
Bass Nectar?
Yep, Nice and Easy. I'm really digging this song. I usually don't get into this stuff too much.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
Really digging it.
Let's do this. I'm going to fade that out because I just did.
That was a good fade.
I have Bass Nectar, Nice and Easy featuring Rodney P. I have Bass and Easy All Color. Let's just try this. Let's see what happens. Oh, that's a commercial, and we're going to fade that out because we don't want to give any. We're waiting for the ad to go through, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. The disclaimer, which has been issued by Jameson Walker, Stetler, and Waldorf, is that we are trying to use fair use for the show because we're going to play clips. We're going to make comments. We want you to buy the music. We want you to enjoy the music. We want you to love the songs. Don't give us any money. Give it to the artists who produce the money. Go to the websites where the artists are. Buy their stuff. Damn it.
Dang
End it. Story.
Darn stinking, flinking, whatever.
Right. So this is Bass Nectar.
Yeah, I heard this on Spotify, and I'm like, sometimes I just dig these songs.
so this is, I don't know what to call out of. My first thought is I don't know what the hell this is.
Just listen to it. It's kind of like your rock and rap kind of. I just like the energy, though.
Right now.
So I'm like going down Ann Arbor Road.
Right now, I'm interested. Let me hear it. I'm interested. The hands are dancing.
Yeah, isn't it like a stand up and kind of shake your ass a little bit?
This is a bring everybody to the dance floor.
Right.
At the nightclub.
I was cruising in my car and I'm got this thing blaring.
Right.
And I'm like, this is a cool song. It reminds me of the lead singer of the Irish rap group.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. I'm so terrible at this stuff.
It's all right. It's the one with the thing with. I get it.
Yeah, it's.
I know who you're talking about. I can't place it.
I'll be here in a second. Doesn't it sound like him?
Yes. And I'm. Okay, so this is interesting. I'm not sure if I'm loving it, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm just.
And there's a difference. You know, you don't have to love every song.
No, I mean,
but if there's something, to it that's like, I don't want to turn it off yet. There's some stuff I put on there and I hear in the radio, I'm like, fuck that, get rid of it.
Right, right.
This is like, I don't know about this. Come on, give me more. I hear where you're headed.
It's definitely dance club music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is totally nightclub music.
Yeah.
But this is like that thing where it's like.
It's that dun 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 dun.
Right. But it's, again, that thing that I'm like, I'm not sure if I like it or not, but I'm not. I know yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
know.
I'm curious. It's like when the cat sees something roll under the carpet. He's curious, but he doesn't right. know if he wants to eat it or not.
You know, you might play this tailgating for a Snoop Dogg concert.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
I don't even know any Snoop Dogg. Gin and Juice. I know that song.
Okay.
You can turn it off.
Yeah. This
anyways.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I'm like I said, I did you get the other song I sent to you?
You sent it to me, and I just haven't had the chance to link it up and play it.
Play that one, and then we're out of here.
All right.
Because I actually really like that.
Use words and tell me what it is.
Yeah, hold on a second. I really like. Hope I didn't delete it. No, it's right here.
Okay.
It's Heaven Knows by the Shouting Matches.
No.
I know nothing about this band. Again, I picked this stuff up from Spotify,
right.
And then I sent them over to Bill.
And you were saying it's a little heavy, but interesting.
Yeah.
This was exact your words. A little heavy, but interesting. And I like a little heavy sometimes, but yeah. I really enjoy interesting.
And I always think of it from a live concert point of view.
Right. I like this already.
Yeah, so.
And this is the band called Shouting Matches. The Shouting Matches. The song is Heaven Knows. Available on YouTube, apparently, because I found it. Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
It's got that kind of old school groove to it, but then it really kicks in. It kicks in and got a nice, like, it's like when you hit turbo with your car. It's like, really gets up and goes.
Right.
Let's do it for a minute.
I'm waiting for it. It's a minute in, and this is where we are.
Hear that harmonica?
Oh, yeah. This is telling me something.
That's why I thought about you.
Yeah, no, this is...
I can hear you just wailing on that harmonica.
Yeah, if I ever knew how to play. this I dig. This is good stuff.
See, I think about you. About you all the time.
So this is gonna be. I'm already writing this down.
Yeah.
The Shouting Matches.
Yeah, I'm looking up some of the information on them.
Well, I'm listening to this tomorrow at work.
Bon Iver's Justin Vernon. So I remember Bon Iver was popular for a while. But Justin Vernon, Brian Mona, Peter Wolf Cryer, and Larks, Phil Cook of Megafon.
This appears to be from the album called Grown Ass Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Pitchfork.
Holy crap, is this got some, this has got something to it.
But can looks you imagine like could you imagine seeing these guys in concert?
No, but yeah, I would very much like to. These guys need to be on the list.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they're from. Where are they from? Do we know? This song
yeah, they're from Wisconsin.
This thing was thrown up here in 2013 on YouTube.
Yeah.
So God hope that they're still
we'll have to
stuff. It's 7 years later. They could be teachers now, for all we know. Yeah. They could be men at work.
Yeah, but they could be baggers at Kroger's.
Right, but I mean, this has got some feeling to it. This is telling me I want to listen. This.
Geez, they've got a lot of. Well, they've got songs all the way out to 2020.
I dig it. Well, so. You know what? If that's the thing, put them on the list, baby.
I will. I got to write these
I'm
down
so
I don't
these
forget.
Tickets.
Yeah.
These tickets I'm buying.
Yeah, you know, I heard that like harmonica, and I was like, I got to let Phil hear this one.
This is definitely our stuff.
Feel like the heaviness to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
This is tasty. This is definitely tasty.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shouting Matches from Grown Ass Man. And this song is Heaven Knows. The band is The Shouting Matches. Wow.
Yep.
Dig it.
All Clear. Dig. Is it All Clear? E-A-U? All Clear? E-Clear? All Clear.
I don't know.
Show is awful, terrible, disgusting. See you next week. Sure.
I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't watched it.
Well, that didn't work out the way
it
I wanted
it says, Associated X, Bon Iver, Taylor Swift, Kanye West.
Oh, they've opened for Taylor Swift.
I don't know. Eminem.
Nice.
Yeah. So they must be like background music or whatever.
Right.
POS.
That's me. Piece of shit.
When your dog looks you in the eye, that's what he's trying to tell you.
Right.
You. POS.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Boo. All right, boo. I'm going to rock and roll.
Hey, before you do that, I do need to...
Should I start
English?
Yes.
We are back. My next guest is a
this is not right.
imaginative and talented gentleman.
That's not right. This is what I wanted to do here.
This show is awful, terrible, disgusting. See you next week, of course.
See you next week, of course.
That's good.
So
that's good.
We're going to do something different because Sunday, when we normally do our show, is going to be Mother's Day, and we're not doing a Mother's Day show. Saturday is going to be a day where I'm not going to be in town because I have a kid family kid function to deal with.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome and amazing. So I'm thinking we should do a Friday night show.
Yeah, we could probably wing it Friday. I don't think...
We could wing a quick Friday night show and just have a lot of fun and be silly and stupid.
Yeah, that should be okay.
Yeah, so... You know, let's do something like that, and we'll do it. Maybe one band each. And call it a night. Yeah.
Uranus's clock.
It's Uranus.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for giving us a listen. We do
appreciate
it.
Yeah, we do appreciate
your viewership keeps us going.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. I think we're just a hair above lousy, but we love lousy, so.
Well, and the three people who are interested actually keep us barely enthusiastic about doing what we do.
Yeah,
we really do appreciate that. This is Uranium Clock from an album called Songs About Girls by a band called Six and the Sevens. And they are a Detroit band. Find them, buy them.
Give it a listen. Buy their music.
Support local. Support your local music. And if you've got local music you want us to hear about, freaking tell us. We want to.
You know what?
We like
it's not how
stuff.
Big you are. but it might be how well you fight. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
It's not the motion of the ocean. It's the...
It's
something
the,
or another.
The length
about that
of
thing.
The canoe?
If that floats your boat. Hey, whatever blows your skirt up.
Hey.
That's what we want.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. Well, until Friday.
It's always a pleasure.
See you later, boys and girls. Catch you guys on Friday. Hasta luego. Arrivederci. What's all? I don't even know what I'm saying. But
I don't know what you're saying either. You're just rambling.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys on Friday.
If you want to wrap this up, and let it roll, baby.
Ciao, main.
Just shut your cake hole and let the music play us out.
All right. Love you all. See you guys. Ciao. Yeah.